Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. When did New South Wales property agents need to have their property services trust accounts audited? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 28th of June 2023.
It's trust account time. It's, you know, it's almost the end of June. As of the 30th, which is Friday, you know, you have to close off your trust accounts for this year and have them audited and have your registered order actually lodge that by the 30th of September. So it's a good time to talk about trust accounts, compliance. We go out and do a lot of compliance audits for agencies throughout New South Wales at the request of the licensees in charge. So usually the agencies we go into are pretty good because they have a continuous improvement mentality and they're trying to do things and trying to be compliant and be successful. So those two components of your business, being successful and being compliant. So they're looking at both sides of that. And, you know, there's always a request to, you know, we always request to have a look at their audit reports for the last 3 years. And, you know, sometimes audit reports haven't been done because there's been theft of trust funds. Sometimes they haven't been done because it might be, there might have been fraud or misappropriation from a staff member. Sometimes they just haven't been done because it's just been mismanagement and poor practices. But, you know, the deal is that there has to be an audit of every trust account that you have, whether you have 1, 2, 3, 26. They need to be audited as of the 30th of June. So Fair Trading actually view the lodging of your audit report super seriously. Now, just during this past year, we know of at least one corporation that was fined the maximum penalty amount for not having their trust account audited, completed and lodged. So it actually wasn't completed and it certainly wasn't lodged. So yeah, that was a $22,000 penalty to the agency and their corporation license was actually suspended for the period of time until the audit was completed and lodged. So, you know, in many, many years, I haven't seen full-scale penalties issued. So this is showing the seriousness of how Fair Trading view this. So once this calendar clicks over on Friday night from June to July, you need to make sure that you contact an auditor, remembering that an auditor is anyone who is a member of one of the accounting bodies, the professional accounting bodies, and get that done and get it lodged. Now, your auditors will lodge that through the online portal with Fair Trading and they will send you a copy of that. Make sure you have a copy of that so you know that it has been lodged and that you know that you have that, because you must have that available if Fair Trading asks to see that if they walk into your office. So, you know, that online portal, yes, it's not your deal. That needs to happen. So remember that the auditor can't have been employed by your agency in the past 2 years. So, or be a partner of the business or having anything to do with the business. So at the end of the line, they need to be an external auditor, they need to be a member of one of the three accounting professional bodies, and they need to complete it and have it lodged by the 30th of September. So I've said that date about six times now, so hopefully the 30th of September. It hasn't changed except during COVID where they extended it for a few months each year. Well, over that, it's back to the 30th of September. So just make sure it's serious that you actually get that done.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.